Hello and good morning, listeners. On the 16th of January, you are listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news. Welcome to yet another edition. It's been more than a year and a half since I've been doing this, and I love it. I might just be taking a call on whether I want to continue with this or start something new later at the end of this month. So you guys should wait to hear from me about that. But on 16th of January, we have India and Israel signing a pact for co-production of films. HDFC crosses $3 trillion in market cap. Sorry, it's not $3 trillion, it's 3 trillion rupees. That's still a lot of money. China passport grows even stronger. More about China when Google brought maps back to China. So yes, you can use Google Maps in China now. Since 2008, it was banned, but they recently let it be. And Virat Kohli equals Don Bradman's record of most 150 plus scores as a captain. Virat's killing it, had another test century, and he's put us in a good position and good shape against South Africa. First piece of the news is India and Israel signing a pact for co-production of films. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have signed a pact for the co-production of films between the two nations. It aims to establish a framework to encourage all audiovisual media output, especially co-production of films, for benefiting film industries of both countries. The Israeli PM has said he would like to witness Bollywood firsthand. India and Israel have been sharing quite a bond since the time Narendra Modi visited Israel recently and went to Tel Aviv also. So they are buddies. HDFC crosses 3 trillion rupees market cap for the first time. Mortgage leader HDFC's market capitalization crossed 3 trillion rupees, which is $47 billion, for the first time on Monday. The company's shares rose nearly 6% after it announced a 13,000 crore fundraising plan. While six other companies crossed this milestone earlier, Reliance Industries is the most valued Indian firm with a market value of 6 trillion rupees. That's twice of HDFC, which is $94 billion. So that's right, the most valuable company in India is worth $94 billion, still worth less than Jeff Bezos, who is worth more than $100 billion. China's passport grows even stronger. Starting Tuesday, the United Arab Emirates will no longer require visas for Chinese citizens visiting the country. China's passport is growing stronger by the day, and we've had them jump to spot number 75 in the latest Henley Passport Index, which is basically an annual passport ranking by citizenship planning firm. Sorry about the music, guys. Just trying to get the same song back which we were playing. Yeah. Right, so getting back to China and its passport power, they were on 85 in the last year, spot number 85, and now they've jumped to 75, so 10 spots ahead. They can travel to African nations and now even the UAE without a passport. Germany is on the number one spot according to the passport index, and India is on 86. Just FYI stuff. More about China. Google brought maps back to China to the surprise of internet users. Google Maps suddenly began working, and a China-specific iPhone app is also available. Google Maps has not been available in China since 2010, when the company refused to censor search results according to government specifications. Of course, China's government is always banning these companies from implementing their applications or softwares and says, you know what, we figured our own. No Facebook, they have something of an equivalent there. No WhatsApp, they have a WeChat equivalent. No official porn websites. So it's pretty ridiculous there. In China, they just make things that they think that is famous in the world. They don't borrow. Last piece in the news is Virat Kohli equaling Don Bradman's record of most 150 plus scores as a captain. Virat Kohli equaled cricket legend Don Bradman's record of the most 150 plus scores by captain in Test cricket by registering his 8th such score against South Africa on Monday. Kohli slammed 4 150 plus scores in 2016, equaling record of most 150 plus scores by captain in a year before adding three more in 2017. Kohli has notched 6 test double hundreds. He also has the record of the most test centuries by any Indian captain there has been. So yes, things are going well for Virat Kohli, and they've always been going well for him in the past few years. Actually, the guy's working hard and newly married, not letting that get in the way. With our ways of news, we're wrapping up today's edition of News on the Go on the 16th of January. You're listening to your host Ashwin. Please like, comment, subscribe, share News on the Go with your friends, family, and other people you want to. Or you could write me a note at ashwin@ashwinchabria.com to let me know how I can make daily morning news better for you. You could alternatively type in the comments box, SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, or other platforms you're listening on. I will be notified, will take that feedback into account and try to incorporate it. In the background, I'm leaving you with Vibe With Me by Joachim Karud.